Governor Tony Evers announced this week that there would be a ban on nearly all gatherings of more than 10 people as the state attempts to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. There are currently more than 200 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state. There are some exemptions to the gathering restrictions, including some government operations, relief facilities, hospitals, grocery stores, and others. But among the groups faced with a gathering restriction are religious institutions, things like churches, mosques, and synagogues. Our next guest recently wrote a letter to Governor Evers asking him to make an allowance for places of worship to get exemptions from those restrictions. State Senator David Craig is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 28th Senate District, which includes Big Bend. Senator Craig, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Rob.
Well, in your letter to Governor Evers, what are you looking for when it comes to possible exemptions for places of worship?
Yeah, and so what I asked the governor to do was simply to consider options to provide what we call a narrowly tailored accommodation that I think is constitutionally required to be given to a place of worship to help facilitate worship practices while providing social distancing. And if such an accommodation under the governor's consideration wasn't possible, than specific information as to why that's the case. And so, we have a number of exemptions that were in the executive order. And part of that is, I think just logically, you have churches that are that provide a very important function to individuals. Some faiths, that's the most important facet of their life is their faith, the ability to exercise their faith. And a one-size-fits-all order that functionally makes it impossible to exercise that belief for things like congregational worship, sacramental worship, is a serious thing. And I think that the government, when it upsets a fundamental right like that, needs to go through very serious considerations. And one of those considerations, and I think is constitutionally required, is that the government make a narrowly tailored implementation of such a restriction. And so you might have a church that's 200 square feet. You might have a church that's 50,000 square feet. But no matter what, that regulation limits both of those churches the same way. That is not what I would consider to be a narrowly tailored accommodation. And so you have many, many large churches where, if you have 9 individuals that are meeting, they can do so in a socially responsible or via social distancing way. Should we not be considering allowing a worship organization to have more people in such a large facility? And I think the science, from what I can tell, says that, because we have all these different exemptions that are supposedly based on the science. Where we've exempted or activities inside schools that aren't academic, that is particularly exempted. We have other exemptions for retail establishments. These are important functions where I think exemptions are warranted, but I don't think that the state should give short shrift to places of worship and the importance that those hold for individuals that go to worship there. And it may be as minimal as one time a week. It may be as minimal as one time every 2 weeks because of the extraordinary circumstances. But the state's position, as it's stated right now, is a one-size-fits-all, regardless of the number of square feet. And I think that that's something that the state needs to take a closer look at.
Senator Craig, you mentioned the Constitution. Can you talk more about your constitutional concerns in particular?
Yeah, I mean, we have very strong, and on top of the First Amendment, federally, we have a very strong religious protections in our state constitution. And I'll just read you the appropriate part of the Constitution. It's Article 1, Section 18, that says that the right of every person to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their conscience shall never be infringed, nor shall any control or interference with the rights of conscience be permitted. And so that's very, very strict language. The state Supreme Court has said that basically what the strict scrutiny should apply to that. And when strict scrutiny is applied, that means that if the government has a compelling state interest to act, which I think it does in this situation, given the severity of the circumstances, it has to do so in the least restrictive way possible. And a blanket order, as I stated, and for the reasons I stated, I do not believe that blanket order provides that constitutional standard, the least restrictive means possible.
We're talking to State Senator David Craig, Republican representing Wisconsin's 28th Senate District, which includes Big Bend. We're talking about restrictions on gatherings in Wisconsin. He wants the governor to go back and take another look at religious organizations, try to figure out tailored exemptions in some cases. We asked our listeners on the Ideas Network Facebook page, Senator Craig. Sherry writes, I understand how important worship is to many people, especially this time of year, and even in many ways to the older population who may be less likely to have the technology or knowledge to access online streaming options. But, Sherry writes, those are also the most vulnerable to this illness, and to knowingly encourage them to gather would be reckless at best, if not intentionally harmful. Better to create phone trees of congregation members to check in with those who are home alone and provide them with community in that way. What do you think of Sherry's concerns, Senator Craig?
Yeah, I mean, she raises, I think, legitimate concerns. A number of the individuals that might be more susceptible also have strong faith that they would consciously choose to exercise. These are individuals who, if they are of an older age, maybe they take, their religious faith even more seriously to help them, to cope with some of the issues of old age. And again, you have religions, and not only Christianity, but other religions that practice sacramentally, where there's a physical interaction. So it's very easy for individuals, I think, to say, hey, this can all be done virtually. And I think to a great extent, individuals are going to be able to do that. However, there are instances where in sacramental religions, there is a physical component. There is a congregational component. And the state needs to take that seriously. These, again, are fundamental rights. This isn't something that that's kind of a privilege that's granted. This is a fundamental right recognized throughout our nation's history and prior to that. And the state, I think, needs to make accommodations, especially when there is not a reason that's been identified to have why you wouldn't have a narrower accommodation made.
Some people might point, Senator Craig, to South Korea, where a lot of the cases there had been transmitted through one Christian organization, viewed widely as eccentric there, I think, but they had spread amongst themselves and then in the outside community, COVID-19. Is that a concern, even if, as we're respecting the rights of people to come to this congregation, that might be spreading the illness to the wider community?
Yeah, and I'm not saying that an organization shouldn't practice their religion in a socially and health responsible way. All I'm saying is I have seen no evidence whatsoever that the administration, when producing the executive order, considered things like not only social distancing, but if a church were to engage in social distancing and engage in deep cleaning practices, things of that nature, where an individual might be much safer going to church and not getting exposed because of practices that have been explored and accepted to keep people healthy in those places. Whereas you can go anywhere under the order for retail to get your groceries or whatever. It doesn't matter how many places you go to, and you might not have as protective practices in place. And so all I'm saying is I want there to be the freedom, and I'm encouraged, frankly, that the governor did not put in place and mentioned this afternoon that he doesn't have plans to put in place a shelter in place order, like it sounds like Illinois is headed toward. But what I am saying is we have these situations. The government should have explored and produced to the public a rationale as to why it didn't explore those options, where allowing 20 people, 25 people, 50 people in a larger space, where they're able to use social distancing, where they're able to do so in a way where they're sanitizing and all the things that we're all doing right now. Why should that gathering not be able to take place? And I'm not saying, hey, let's open it back up to previous practice, because obviously not every congregation could do that. Not every congregation could accommodate via social distancing what society is deeming to be the appropriate health etiquette. But I think the government, again, needs to demonstrate that it has done the deliberation, that it is producing information, giving it to the public, giving it to individuals of faith, to let them know these are the considerations that were made, and this is why we ended at, you know, less than 10 people. And again, give us the reason why the government is treating a 1,000-square-foot congregation the same as a 50,000-square-foot congregation.
Senator Craig, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
State Senator David Craig is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 28th Senate District, which includes Big Bend. He joined us today to talk about his call for churches and other places of worship to potentially get exemptions from the state's ban on gatherings of more than 10 people amid the coronavirus outbreak. He wrote a letter to the governor asking him to review that policy. Just one update, we see that Illinois has now officially apparently put a shelter-in-place order in place.